Everybody in? Everybody in? I know I say that at the beginning of every single Frey Cafe. Can anybody identify the source of that?
The Doors.
Thank you. That's the first line of the Doors movie. When that begins with a recording session, is everybody in? The ceremony is about to begin. So that's where that comes from. We have a couple more names on the open mic sheet. It is nearly 10 o'clock. We got started a little bit late. So we're going to run through those and then maybe do a quick wrap up and send everybody out into the evening. How does that sound? All right. Our next storyteller is a first-timer, right? Here at Frey Cafe. He graced the stage at 20 by 2 last night.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did. He's a newcomer to San Francisco Bay Area, a new friend of a lot of us over there. We're really happy to have him here. Brian Janish, come on up, man.
All right. I've told this story a couple times to friends, but never publicly into a microphone like this, but I think it's gonna work. So, this is the story of the most incredible attempted sexual maneuver I've ever experienced. It's not quite as sexy as you think, you'll find out in a second. The summer between my junior and senior year of college, I got an internship in New York City. This internship required me to stay in the dorms at NYU. And the dorms at NYU were two per room. So two rooms in the dorms area and two in each room. My roommate was a guy named Paul. He was not in the same magazine internship program that I was in, but among the other people in the magazine internship program I was in, he affectionately gained the name of Creepy Paul. Paul had slicked back red hair. He was in New York for an internship with a company. I don't know if it's worth calling them a company, but he was there for Downtown Bites. Downtown Bites. He basically spent all of his days, all summer long, spending an hour in the bathroom in the morning, showering, washing his face, shaving his face, washing his face again, doing his hair again, getting ready, putting on his outfit, getting all slicked up and ready, and then going to restaurants all throughout downtown Manhattan, trying to get them to agree to have a Downtown Bite app prescription or membership or something. I have no idea. But he really wanted to be a businessman. He was set that he was going to be a millionaire. One time, Paul would sometimes get stoned with me and in a very weird kind of way. Paul was like the Bob Marley kind of stoner, like not a real legit stoner. Like he just kind of partook in it for some weird reason. But he once asked me this question. He said, if you could have one thing in the world, what would it be? I was like, whoa, that's a fucking deep question, man. I was like, maybe like health and happiness for my family forever. And he was like, man, if I could get $30 million, that would be the one thing that I'd want. I was like, all right, man. Like, I get it. He's like, if I had $30 million, I think everything would just work out. Like, everything else would be okay. That was his answer. So one night, I had turned it in early. And I was sleeping in my bed, my little twin bed here. And I'm laying there and sleeping, and Paul comes home with a girl. And I'm a Midwesterner. I grew up in Illinois, went to school in Indiana. For some reason, I can only assume this is the only reason, I didn't make my presence known when Paul brought this girl back. I was sort of like, this is already too awkward for me. I don't deal with awkward situations well. I'm just going to pretend I'm sleeping this whole time. And very quickly, I realized this is a huge mistake because Paul is laying it on thick with this girl and just talking her up big time, Downtown Bite style. And they start making out, and I'm like, fuck, I'm totally awake now. I'm not going back to sleep, clearly. I'm not just gonna like doze off in the middle of this. And so, but I also can't just like get up and leave because that's gonna like make a scene. But as they're making out, the girl's kind of like, is there someone in the bed over there? And Paul's like, no, it's cool, baby, don't worry. Like, it's like, so this whole thing is already off to a really tremendous start. So they're kind of making out a little bit. I'm laying facing this wall, and their bed is back here, but I'm listening to everything, just kind of in my head going, I hate myself, I hate this internship. I hate everything about everything. I hate Paul. I definitely hate Paul. And so the girl gets up to use the bathroom. And I'm offered this opportunity, and I'm like, okay, here's my probably chance. I can get up and be like, yo, Paul, good luck tonight, man. I'm going to split out, let you do your thing. But I didn't do this. Still, I'm like too committed to my bit now. I'm like, I'm sleeping. I can't get up now. He'll know I was awake the whole time, and that'll just be weird. So I'm just going to not move. And I'm laying there, and thank God I didn't move, because it has set up what is the most, one of the most tremendous experiences of my life. I'm laying there, pretending to be asleep. The door opens. She walks back in. I hear her lay down on the bed, creaks down. She says, what's that? Paul says, that's my penis. She says, I can see that. And I'm over there wanting to scream out, holy fuck! What just happened? But I didn't. I stayed there pretending to sleep. And the girl now is immediately disinterested in this whole situation. I had sensed some slight sensations on her part of like, I'm not really digging this guy in the room. I'm sort of like not feeling good about coming home with you. But now you've done this. And she immediately is like, I think I need to go home. And Paul starts slipping into this immediately like, the most tremendous thing about this, by the way, is I don't think you could have the courage to... I don't think you just get the impulse to try this move. I guess you'd have to do this once. The thing that was going through my mind was like, this had to have worked at some point. At some point, he had to have done that, and the girl been like, oh, yeah, it is. All right, here we go, it's on. But, like, what would propel you to just be like, oh, she went to the bathroom, here we go. I'm just going to, like, jump from, like, 1 to 7. You know, we're not going to just, like, move slowly through the numbers. I'll just get right there. So this is the point where I wish that you had these little moments in life that you could kind of like get a video like captured of it to keep with you for the rest of your life. Because I know that there was this back and forth, and this poor girl, I really started to feel for her in this moment, because she went home with Creepy Paul. He lured her into his creepy web, and she got the whole penis maneuver pulled out on her. And she was trying to back out of it and be somewhat nice to him, but Paul was then just groveling, like just such a little bitch. And trying to get her to stay. Like, dude, you blew it. I'm sorry. You took the penis out, and it's not happening anymore. She's clearly not enthused by this whole situation. And so I remember him distinctly saying, pleading, like, I'm just a little something, something. And she was like, I've already seen just what a little something you are. She was just like giving him these like gold lines back, and I'm like biting my hand here, pretending still to be asleep, like, what the fuck is going on? And she's just like cutting him to shreds. And finally she leaves, and he kind of goes up chasing her. And the one thing that I truly do, I don't wish that I would have gotten up early, because I'm happy to have experienced this. I don't wish, you know, that I would have gotten up. The one thing I wish I would have done to this day is I had this thought when she left, because she just experienced something I'm hoping she had never experienced before in her life and has never experienced again since. But what I really wanted to do was pop up and just like run down the hallway and like this moment, like right as the elevator shutting, just like stick my hand and be like, I was awake. I know everything that happened. You have someone in this moment with you. Don't worry. Like, here's my contact information if you ever want to talk about this again. And I didn't do that. So I hope, maybe I'm going to start telling this story more. And one day I can tell this story in New York, and some girl in the audience is going to be like, holy shit, Creepy Paul! That was me! And that will just make me so happy. But that's my story of Creepy Paul and the most amazing sexual maneuver I've ever seen attempted in my whole life. Thank you.
Brian Janish, everybody. Oh, that was great. That was great. So what have we learned? We got Creepy Paul and the downtown bites, and the pooping and shitting are different. And and don't follow a hippie to a second location, and you're not a filmmaker until your kid says so, and...
Take the inner tube down
to
Stinky Falls.
That there is a place called Stinky Falls? That Azerbaijan... Oh, shit, man, that's right. Something about a Fiat. Lots about a Fiat. It's always an evening of wondrous diversity. Don't ever go camping with Nikolai. It's always an evening of wondrous diversity here at Frey Cafe.